In the plan proposed by Chief Academic Officer Brandon White and Assistant Superintendent Renee Sanchez, students enrolled in career technical and special education programs would be the first group to return. The second would be students entering a new school building. That's pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, sixth grade, and ninth grade students. The final phase would gradually bring back all students on a hybrid learning model. White emphasized that all K-12 students would still have the option to attend school fully online. The board will determine whether it is safe to return to in-person learning at its next meeting on September 21st. For WVPE News, I'm Gemma DiCarlo.